Welcome to the Chronicle Headlines News and Brief for March 22nd. I'm your host, John McGowan. For campus news this week, as Columbia's student body has become more diverse, the full-time faculty has not. In spring of 2022, 48% of undergraduate students were white, while 81% of full-time faculty were white. Freshman graphic design major Amaria Coleman says there is a disconnect between the diversity that Columbia promises when students are admitted and what they actually see and experience once they get here.
Like, they make black people their poster children. Like, there's black people plastered all over the buildings talking about how diverse we are, how many communities we have within our community. And I feel like if you're going to say you're diverse, like, be serious with yourself.
In March of 2021, Columbia's counseling services had just two therapists and no director. Now, 2 years later, counseling services is serving students in person again and has six therapists, more than it had before the start of the pandemic. Staff therapist Lillian Gecker was hired just this month. The center had a director until just recently when Emily Battle left. Coordinator Richard Chin is currently filling the role, and screening and interviewing for a replacement director will start this month. This year's spring commencement ceremonies will be held at the Airy Crown Theater at the McCormick Place Convention Center on May 13th and 14th. The Airy Crown Theater is located at 2301 South DuSable Lakeshore Drive. There will be four ceremonies total over 2 days, with both undergraduate and graduate programs divided among four time slots. Both morning commencements will be held at 10 a.m. and afternoon ceremonies will be held at 3 p.m. Senior Vice President and Provost Marcella David told faculty members in an email to update their course syllabi with clear guidelines on the use of artificial intelligence technology, like ChatGPT. In the long term, David said departments should consider developing a consistent policy for using AI generators in and out of the classroom. Leaders of student diversity and inclusion gathered last Wednesday at the Student Center for a Women's History panel discussing confidence, diversity, and the complexities of being a woman. The panel consisted of Director of Student Diversity and Inclusion Cherie Mosby-Holloway, Coordinator of Equitable Student Success Chloe Naylor, Senior Film and Television Major Quanyel Shelton, Senior Marketing Major Isha Marie Wright, and Columbia graduate Kenyatta Austin. Members of Soul Sisters and of Alpha Kappa Sorority, an organization established by black female university students, recently held an event at the Student Center to discuss justice for women of color and reproductive health resources available throughout the campus and the city. Adriana Brown is the Director of Communications and Marketing of Soul Sisters, a student organization designed to foster sisterhood among black women. She says it was important the event be held.
I think bringing awareness and talking about it kind of helps other people to know that it is okay to advocate for themselves when it comes to their health. So that's why we think it's important to share our stories.
A Columbia-hosted panel was held last Wednesday to discuss the best practices for teaching neurodiverse students. The discussion was organized by assistant professors Grace Overbeek and Melissa Gamble and associate professor Jackie Spinner. The three were awarded a Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Programming Grant in 2022 to support interdisciplinary collaborative public programming across the college. For Metro News this week, mayoral candidates Brandon Johnson and Paul Vallis clashed over key issues such as public safety, education, and housing in a debate at Kenwood Academy High School on Saturday. The two men disagreed sharply on what have become the top issues in the April 4th runoff for mayor, including how to address crime in the city and relations between law enforcement and people of color. The 13th Annual Chicago Tattoo Arts Festival recently ran from March 17th to 19th, just outside of Chicago. The festival housed both large and small tattoo shops at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Included were cultural tattoos, which can display a person's rank or status, tell stories, or honor religions and traditions. Clark Gable and Ak Dablin, from Borneo, an island in the Malay Archipelago in Southeast Asia, uses a special hand-tap technique, an ancient tradition that existed long before machines. For Dablin, the revival of hand-tap tattooing is significant.
When the British came, they invaded us, and they tried to kill the culture, and they get rid of paganism, turn everyone to Christian, or that's and most of the older people, they stopped tattooing. They told them no more tattooing, no more head hunting, tattooing is not good, and you have to go to church, something like that. So, yeah.
It's savage to be tattooed.
Yes, it's savage to be tattooed.
Just under 36% of all registered voters cast a ballot in the February 28th municipal election, totaling almost 600,000 ballots in Chicago, a city of almost 3 million people. That voter turnout rate was among the lowest for a municipal election in the last 80 years. For Arts and Culture this week, Bridget Fry, whose stage name is Housewife, recently opened for Paio Nutini, and staff reporter Uriel Reyes reviewed the new Willem Dafoe movie, Inside. For Opinion this week, the editorial board argues that minority students don't feel safe at Columbia. For more details on these stories and more, check out ColumbiaChronicle.com at any time, and be sure to sign up for our newsletter at ColumbiaChronicle.com/newsletter. Since next week is spring break, there are no upcoming events, and that means that is all for this week. Be sure to read our full stories at ColumbiaChronicle.com and listen to this week's Chronicle headlines for more info and insight on stories. I've been your host, John McGowan. Thank you for listening.